You're listening to Talk Radio X, the talk of Mulberry.
May I help you?
Yes.
How may I help you?
You can start by wiping that fucking dumbass smile off your rosy fucking cheeks. Then you can give me a fucking automobile, a fucking Datsun, a fucking Toyota, a fucking Mustang, a fucking Buick, 4 fucking wheels and a seat.
I really don't care for the way you're speaking to me.
And I really don't care for the way your company left me in the middle of fucking nowhere with fucking keys to a fucking car that isn't fucking there. And I really didn't care to fucking walk down a fucking highway and across a fucking runway to get back here to have you smile at my fucking face. I want a fucking car right fucking now.
May I see your rental agreement?
I threw it away.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, what?
You're fucked.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Mulberry, the Mulberry Food Court. No, wait, that's the lunchtime show. Hey, everybody, how's it going? Welcome to the show. Steven, to my left, the pop culture zealot. How are you doing, sir?
Just fine. We're in the pop culture district.
That is right. I haven't said that in a long time. We are in the pop culture district. We also have here Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian. How you doing, Bill?
I'm good. Hello, Steven. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Billy.
Hello, Vanessa.
No, no, Vanessa, no, wait, she's not here until I introduce her, Bill.
Oh, yeah, I'm not here.
I jumped the gun.
We also have here Vanessa, the Mulberry newswoman. How you doing, Vanessa?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for being here, everybody, in the Mulberry pop culture district. I got it, Steven. I know it now.
If there's ever a show that needs to be remade, it's BJ and the Bear.
Oh, I know. The story of a man and his monkey. The guy travels the country.
Hey, the best thing of all, he doesn't pay property tax.
Yes.
Anyone with a monkey is a great show.
Could you live in a truck with a chimpanzee?
Absolutely.
Can you imagine what his rig smells like?
Shit.
You think monkey get it, shit? Get it tricked out now on that truck show?
But, I mean, is there a better name than BJ McKay? I mean, come on. That's awesome.
No, that's like Stringfellow Hawk.
Stringfellow Hawk, BJ McKay.
Man, Airwolf awesome. Would have been so much better with a monkey. I know Ernest Borgnine was close, but he wasn't.
You got to love Ernest Borgnine, though.
I miss that show.
I love his in The Wild Bunch. There's a line where Ernest Borgnine goes, "Hey, grenades!" And he's real excited about it. That's like one of my favorite parts. They rob this military shipment on a train. I just love the way he's, "Grenades!"
Like Christmas.
Like a Christmas present.
Yeah, hey, check it out, guys.
And what was MacGyver's first name?
MacGyver. I don't know. You know, that's something.
MacGyver in itself is a pretty cool name.
That's something where we need our listeners to give us a call and let
here,
us know.
Here, I'll look it up here.
Probably like Jim MacGyver.
No.
Nope. Just says MacGyver.
Bullshit. He's got to have a first name.
On IMDb, it has Richard Dean Anderson, and his character is MacGyver. That doesn't have a first name.
I'm guessing that it's something like Pierre, because he's French-Canadian. No. That's what I'm guessing anyway.
Yes.
Now, guys.
Angus.
Angus MacGyver.
I just saw it. Yeah, I just saw it. Angus MacGyver's a secret agent. There it
That's
is.
That's awesome. I love names like that. There's Angus, but on my
Scottish.
CSI Miami. It's Horatio.
Horatio Kane.
And then on, what is it, Navy NCIS, it's Jethro.
Jethro.
It's like,
who the hell
what?
Names their kids that?
No, not just kids. Who names their character of their TV show that?
He's a They're fan of Beverly Hillbillies.
Exactly.
That's now, all I can say.
Now, let me spit this out for you guys. We're going to have open phone lines for this show this week. 818-935-5132. And the reason we're doing that is because last week, Vanessa, you kind of talked about how, you know, we didn't take any calls. Well, yeah. Every once in a while, we'll do a show where we take more calls. And this week, we don't have a lot of shows to talk about, so we could fit them. If you want to call in and talk about a show we don't usually talk about, or you want us to talk about, give us a call. We will talk about Heroes, and we will talk about Friday Night Lights coming up. But just not yet. But if you want to call in, 818-935-5132. Now, a lot of exciting things are coming up in the Christmas season. I hope you guys have all got your shopping done.
No.
I know I
haven't started.
See, the most exciting thing that happened to me is I had my teeth cleaned this week. Let's see, what else? Anything happened? Oh, Steven, tell everybody your celebrity sighting.
I had a nice celeb sighting coming in. I saw Landry from Friday Night Lights at the airport.
No way.
Yeah.
That's
did
awesome.
You say anything?
No, he was sitting there, and I didn't want to bug him. You know,
Jesse Plemons is his name, I believe.
That's why. That was the other reason I didn't know his real name.
Should have said, "Hey, man, I love your show. You're great."
If I'd known his real name, I probably would have.
In jail.
They should have. Landry, I know what you did,
Landry,
and I'm going to let the world know
you pitched us.
I bet you he would have appreciated someone coming up and saying how much they love the show.
He kind of. I was telling Jason, yeah, he kind of looked like, "Hey, I want somebody to notice me," but at the same time, it's like I don't want to be bothered. You know.
Yeah,
you know,
you kind of
put off that kind of...
He wants chicks to see him, probably.
That's exactly what it was looking like. Yeah.
I feel awkward when I see somebody... when we've been to, like, comic conventions, and we saw Adam West that time.
Yeah.
And my reaction is just giddiness and giggling. Well, it's like I don't know how to handle this. Like, Adam West is our president. I'm just going to giggle like an idiot, you know?
Well, did you ask him to do the bat dance?
Yeah.
No, I couldn't say a word to
bat-toosie.
Him. I froze up.
We went into the bathroom right after him. We said, we could be peeing in the same urinal. Batman pee.
Bat pee.
It's bat peas in here. Guano.
Yeah.
Guano is bad.
I know.
Bad shit. Bad shit.
Hey, maybe he did.
He was in a stall.
Maybe he
exactly. Went. The funniest thing we ever saw at the convention was Eddie Munster in the dunk tank. He had his own dunk tank where you pay to throw bastard. The ball.
I've heard he's a real jerk.
Eddie Munster? Well, you know what? I think he has the right to.
Darn. I want to know where that giant baseball bat is.
I made eye contact with Mr. Landry.
You did the nod.
Did the old nod. Hey, I know who you are.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as you did the nod, then he knows that you're a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go, sup.
Sup, yo.
What you do is you go up to him.
But he was wearing a flat cap.
Hello. Oh, you're,
hello?
You're,
uh-oh.
Oh, dear God.
Who's this?
Wait. Hello.
Yes.
Do you even need to ask who that is?
Yes.
You shut up, Bill. Don't you talk to me.
My ass.
Is this...
You are not allowed to speak to me.
Hello, Eugene. How are you doing, sir?
I will talk to Jason alone. Now, listen. I want to call up and tell you congratulations on episode 100. You made it.
Thank you, Eugene.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, this is episode 100. Very good job.
No.
What?
This is 103, Eugene. Episode.
No. I counted on my hard drive. 100 episodes. So congratulations tonight.
You missed
tonight.
Your episodes while you were massaging your mom's
Yo,
back.
Yo, shut up, mother!
Is he counting our clip shows against us?
No, Eugene.
Now you listen, you guys. I have counted. You are incorrect. Don't argue with me. I have counted. You are misconstrued on your answer. You have wronged your listeners, and you should be held accountable for your lies.
Eugene, can you just look at our nowheremulberry.com? You'll see that episode 101 and 102 are up there, too.
These were fabrications used to throw people.
What?
I know. I counted. There was no episode 36, and there was no episode 72. I checked. You're lying.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
Those two episodes. What do you have to say to yourself, Jason?
I'm speechless.
Well, that's still two. We'd still be at 101.
Well, I'm going to start a website, www.nimconspiracy.com.
I could. Yeah, good luck with that.
Who's your new girl? Who's the new girl?
What are you talking about? It's Vanessa.
It's the same girl. Your love.
What? It's Vanessa.
You've forgotten me already?
Oh, what are you doing back on the air?
I was hoping I could hear from you again.
Why? I've not returned my call.
She hasn't been on the show for a while.
On the wrong number.
Why won't, restraining
why
order.
Won't you love me back, Vanessa?
Vanessa,
why would he want you love him back?
How do I answer that?
Uncomfortable, isn't it?
All that we've been through. Just tell me the truth. Just let me off the hook now.
She wants to wear Vanessa. The purple satin butt pants for you.
Yeah.
Vanessa, you need to stop stringing Eugene along.
I can't.
What level are you in Warcraft now, Eugene?
Just tell me the truth. Let's get it over with.
Tell him you love him.
Damn it.
Tell him you love him.
God.
Vanessa, be
don't
honest with
Eugene. Don't compromise for this wacko.
Wacko.
She doesn't love you, Eugene.
You know, I would expect that from you, Mulberry Satan. You devil incarnate. You are a cheater.
A constant rubbing
not a friend of mine.
Have I ever implied I was a friend of yours?
You are a deadly liar and a spawn of an evil one.
Spawn of the
evil. I'm not denying that, but I don't lie.
Listen, Jason.
Yes?
You changed the number on your show to number 100, but I wanted to congratulate you anyways, because I am a nice person, and I just can't believe in this. It's best. I'm going to have to touch
your hand out of your pants.
Why are you on butt?
Constant rubbing against my manhood.
Eugene!
Exactly.
I knew it. Chronic masturbatory.
Smallberry, fuck!
Good Lord, wow. Eugene, you become unhinged.
Oh,
is that what you kiss your mother with?
Excuse me. Occasionally have an unnecessary outburst. Please forgive me.
Tourette's?
You have Tourette's?
Yes.
Yes. That would explain his insanity and his tics.
Tics. You know, when I come back from camping, I make sure and I get all the ticks off of me. I don't have any ticks.
You can get that Lyme disease, you know.
He's got dump shit disease, is what he has.
You and your mother
I knew it. He speaks Klingon, too.
Eugene?
He's gone.
He's gone. Wow, that was interesting.
Can't you block that number?
You know, the last time we heard from Eugene, he was doing the weather and the traffic reports on our show, and all of a sudden he stopped showing up, and he's just gone. And I told Bill, and I go, why even bother doing the lunchtime show if we don't have Eugene? So we just quit.
Yeah, he just, what did he do with our helicopter?
You know, we even wondered if it was even a helicopter. It sounded more like a moped.
Hey, I spent a lot of money on that Blue Thunder replica.
Screaming Mimi.
It wasn't an
I thought he bought one of those little five horse MASH helicopters.
The whirly bird, like in consumer, Popular Mechanics, they'd have the ads for the build your own whirly bird.
Whirly bird.
It's like, yeah, that thing's going to fly.
Right next to the ads for cable to scrambler.
Yeah. Do those things work? Awesome.
Cool.
So what do you say,
guys?
I'll
never forget the first day we got one. I was a kid, and we got a cable to scrambler, and I remember my mom called to cancel HBO because that's what we were paying for, and I was freaking out because it was the first time I had ever seen RoboCop. We were watching RoboCop on pay-per-view.
Nice.
And I remember thinking, like, whoa, this is so awesome.
I just watched RoboCop yesterday in HD on MGM HD. That movie holds up. It's a great movie.
Oh, it really does. It really does. Other than the futuristic matte black Ford Tauruses, it holds up.
Yeah, they just took some cans of spray paint. These will be our cop guards. But, you know, the funny thing is, like, OCP is downtown Dallas. What is that, the courthouse?
No, it's Houston.
No, there's Dallas.
Well, parts of it they shot in Houston and
no,
parts in
you're thinking
Dallas.
Of RoboCop 2.
You're right.
RoboCop
Sorry.
2. Okay. Hey, don't tell me I'm a RoboCop
you're
trivia,
right.
Steven.
Yeah, they shot it at the courthouse.
Yeah, if you look at the Dallas courthouse, that's the OCP building, and that's hilarious, I think.
That's awesome.
But what do you guys say, guys?
When I come down there, we have to visit.
I guess we won't say anything, Jason.
Exactly, Bill. Let's check out entertainment. All right, guys, we're still waiting for I Am Legend to come out. Apparently it comes out next week, and I was all ready for it to be out this week, but it's not.
They should just keep pushing it back until it never comes out.
Now, Bill, remember, let the movie come to you.
Yeah, release it in the middle of February.
No, I want to see the movie. I'm curious about it. Now,
it's got an 8.6 on IMDb.
On the Richter scale. Yeah.
Oh, the IMDb is about as worth as my crap telling me how good a movie is. It's true. IMDb is worthless. It is.
It's users as opposed to critics.
It's losers as opposed to
same
critics.
Difference.
The hoosers. Now, here's the thing. Speed Racer trailer came out online recently.
Orgasm.
Bill? Now,
it was so damn cool.
Now, I was all ready to talk about this, but I just saw a trailer to a movie called Teeth. Have you guys seen this trailer?
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, I'm not going to play the trailer. All I'm going to say is it disturbed the hell out of me. It's about a chick who has teeth down there.
Yeah.
And there's a part where she goes to a gynecologist, and she's like, there's something weird going on. He goes, I'll just check it out. The next thing you see him going, like that.
Awesome.
I'm like, we're gonna get some of those. Why did someone make this movie? I don't know. I mean, good Lord. It's got woo. But anyway, let's talk about Speed Racer. It's the Wachowski brothers. Are they just producing it, Bill, or are they directing it?
No, they're directing, writing, all that.
Yeah, and it's produced by Joel Silver. And I got to say, you know, for a long time we've read about a Speed Racer. I remember when there was talk of Johnny Depp being in Speed Racer a long time ago.
Right, yeah, and that was a little...
What about Skeet Ulrich?
Yeah, that's
poor
what he should have got.
Johnny Depp.
But then there was talk of Keanu Reeves, and I was always like, huh? He would seem like he was younger. But the guy they picked, now that I've seen the trailer, I guess he looks like a Speed Racer. What's his name again, Bill? The actor?
Emil Hirsch?
Yeah, Emil Hirsch, the kid from The Girl Next Door and Alpha Dog.
He's not a great actor, but I think he fits.
Well, he might be a good actor. It's just the roles he picks maybe up to this point. I don't know. The Girl Next Door was really bad.
It was horrible.
It was a risky business ripoff. And
you know what? I didn't care if it was awful. I was just so entranced by Alicia Cuthbert that it didn't matter how bad the movie was to me.
No, that can't be true. The movie's not.
No, it's absolutely true. I watch it every time it's on because there is just something about her I find incredibly attractive. Maybe it's her boobs. I don't know.
I was about to say, yeah, she has boobs.
I still, that can't be true. The movie's that bad. Even for
it is bad. I'm telling you, it's awful, and nobody should see it except for Alicia Cuthbert.
No, don't even see it.
I mean, it even goes for the cliche at the end where the geek has the big wang, and it's like it's so, it's just so bad. Yeah, it's really bad.
What cliche is that from?
I've seen that.
It's like Revenge of the Nerds.
The one you least think,
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I got you. Now, Speed Racer, it's got John Goodman as Pops Racer. It's got Susan Sarandon as somebody. Who is she?
Mm-hmm. Mom. She's his mom.
She's Mom Racer.
I don't remember Speed Racer having a mom in the cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
They rarely showed her.
But also Spritel and Chim Chim, and you've got Christina Ricci as Trixie.
Weird choice.
Which I love, though, because it looks like the Wachowskis are really going back to the original Tetsuo Yoshida characters and story, like how it started in the comics and everything.
Right.
And I just love that. I love that they're doing that.
Well, it's like this hyper-realistic kind of crazy imagery. But let's go ahead and check out the trailer, because nothing better than to show you how it visually looks than with audio. It's great. Let's check it out.
Use your imagination.
Yeah. Those are Matthew Fox is Racer X. Whoa!
And the young Racer X, known as Rex Racer, is played by Scott Porter, who's Jason Street on Friday Night Lights.
Awesome!
Yeah.
All he talks about, all he seems capable of thinking about, is automobile racing.
Awesome!
Racing's everything. For my family, it isn't just a sport. It's way more important than that. It's like a religion.
Are you ready to become a real race car driver? Then sign that contract.
He's just trying to scare you, son.
What you do behind the wheel of a race car has nothing to do with business.
You walk away from me, you walk away from this deal, no matter how well you drive, you won't win, you won't place. I guarantee you right now, you won't even finish the race.
You think you can drive a car and change the world? It doesn't work like that.
Maybe not. But it's the only thing I know how to do, and I gotta do something.
Oh, hell yeah!
Move it, Speed. It's getting ugly out there.
Wasn't my idea.
Oh, no?
It was his.
Got Spritel and Chim Chim.
He's going to be very good.
No, he's going to be the best. If they don't destroy him first.
Awesome. What's the rating on this, Bill? What the hell?
See, this is what I was talking about. Going back to the original comic where Speed gives the high hard one to Trixie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. What if done. The Wachowskis done.
It was always a hentai called Rixie Turner.
You were wonderful.
Awesome. Can't wait to see
nothing
this.
Nothing I can't do with a race car.
No, not Cole Trickle. Speed Racer. If this is essentially Days of Thunder, but with Speed Racer on it, I'm going to be very upset. But I am curious who's playing the Michael Rooker part, though.
What was his name? Harvey Wallbanger or something? I can't remember. I gotta say that I love Roger Allam, the guy that does that that speech there about you will sign the contract and all. He was in V for Vendetta's Louis Prothero and all that.
Oh,
that guy,
okay. That's where I remembered him from. That's cool.
He's just cool.
I don't know.
He's been in a lot of stuff.
I mean, I haven't seen the... We haven't seen a scene without techno music and flashiness, but they look like they've got
they
an original
put the
take on the
real quick. Yeah,
the visuals
look really cool. Yeah, I love the mix of the CGI, but with the classic hand-drawn animation. Like when they're racing through the sand dunes, like the CGI of the cars, but then the dust that blows up is obviously like in a hand-drawn animation style. It's just so cool. I love it's not realism, but it's just insanity.
My favorite shot of the whole trailer is when they show his entire family kind of turn, and you see them all standing next to each other in the house. That's what part I like. It looks really cool.
And even Chim Chim has his hands on his hips.
Yeah.
Like, so all standing there with their hands on their hips. And then there's Sparky in the background, which
I
love
seeing.
Oh, I
didn't notice Sparky. I'm going to have to watch that trailer again.
Yeah, Sparky's in the back there with his cap on and looking scruffy.
Nice.
When I saw the trailer, I was like, you know what? I went downstairs and I got all my, I think it's like five copies of the entire series that Lionsgate released. Uh-huh. And I started watching them again. And it's just... You forget how insane the show was.
Yeah, it really was.
The bad guys were
over the top.
Always trying to get assassinated and, you know, ninjas and stuff.
Bill, do you remember the stuntman racers or the daredevil racers? They had those.
Absolutely.
And also, I love the one with the... That might have been... Was it the same one with the pineapple races?
It was the pineapple race. That was the one where... it was like the one after or the one before Rex... Racer X revealed himself to be Rex Racer. That was like the first one that he ever took his mask off. It was like one of the last episodes.
I love whenever they show, Racer X is mentioned, you hear the narrator go, Racer X is really Speed Racer's brother.
Yeah, I know.
Rex Racer. His long-lost brother, Rex Racer, but he doesn't know. He don't always say that.
What's funny is the announcer keeps saying it, and nobody had any idea except for the announcer announcing it.
Yeah.
Did you really need to announce that?
Yeah. Let's go
every time.
Let's check out what's on our TiVos. But Speed Racer, I got to say, I'm going to check it out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm letting the movie come to me, but I'm excited.
Just like Speed Racer, here he comes. Comes to you. Okay, moving on.
Bye. Oh!
All right, guys, we're going to be talking about TV shows here, but if you want to call and talk to us, 818-935-5132. It was very traumatic having Eugene call in. Hopefully we will survive that. Is everybody doing okay? All right, thank you. All right, now...
Thanks for your concern.
recently on The View, that chick Sherry something. She's the
Sherry Dumbass.
Yeah, not Whoopi Goldberg, but the other black chick who she kind of favors Star Jones in a way. She's Star Jones' replacement, I guess.
I dare say she's even more dumb than Star Jones.
Well, recently, what is it, like a month ago, they were talking about religion and stuff, and she was talking about she doesn't need science. Whatever she needs to know is in the Bible. And Whoopi said, well, if you don't need science, I mean, how do you know if the world's not flat? She goes, how do I know it isn't flat? Maybe it is. And they were like,
it's just one of those ignorant types that, you know, that gets on my nerves so bad.
So basically this week they were talking about Christians and Christianity. The Christian movement started because of Jesus Christ, right? And she pretty much says, no, Christians have always been around. And they're like, you can almost tell they're kind of like, yeah. And they try to keep talking so there's not a lull and everyone's like, wow.
Yeah.
And she keeps going on. No, Christians have always been around. It's well, always been.
What drives me crazy about her is that she's talking about Christianity, and quite frankly, Christianity didn't exist until after Christ, because Christ was a Jew.
No, but it's called Christianity.
Yeah, I mean, it's insanely stupid. Go ahead and play it.
Let's check it out.
That probably yeah. when he was around, there was no Jesus Christ stuff
but
going
they,
on.
No, no, they still but had they Christians had their, back then. No, they throw it in, and on one of these,
had their, I believe they had their gods.
The Greeks had their gods. I'm saying they had Christians, and they had.
No, I'm doing the Al Sharpton thing now.
Wait, do you guys getting anything yet on this?
No, all I heard was. They're talking about the time of the Greeks, like polytheism, many gods yeah. sort of stuff. And she's saying that Christianity existed then?
Yes.
Is that what she's saying?
She is saying
that.
They
threw him to the lions.
I think wow. this might so predate
that's
that.
Romans
I think this
throwing
might predate.
I don't think anything predated Christians.
No, no, no.
Yes, all the Romans. The Greeks came
yeah.
first.
Yeah, the Greeks were first. First. Then the Romans, then the Christians.
Jesus oh, they just came first before them. So I
no.
Okay, all right,
not on paper.
Okay,
not on paper.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to turn this to a religion.
It doesn't matter anyway. They didn't not believe in paper. Jesus. They believed in polytheism, many gods.
Right.
Maybe, it's in the Bible.
Maybe she's well, she's saying Jesus, but she actually means God. Like God has always existed.
Maybe that's what she.
But
means.
But she doesn't understand what they're saying. Is no, no, no. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is when Christian movement started. And she's like, no, 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 God has always existed. God existed before the Greeks. God existed before the earth. God existed before...
But she's saying the Christian... You're poor.
Earth. For the earth and all that. But anyway, she's... When wow. I watch this, I picture her having an aunt, an auntie, who
auntie,
is like,
yeah.
Auntie, where do we come from? And, you know, when we die, uh-huh. we go to heaven... Do you remember that episode of...
It is the only book you ever need.
Well, yeah. do you remember the Warner Brothers cartoon Bugs Bunny is helping his nephew with a history lesson for school?
Yes.
And you
so evil.
And Bugs Bunny interprets it through him, Bugs Bunny. And so when he gets home, he's failed and he's got that angry look. I picture someone along the line, the poor little baby Sherry had her grandmother telling her about, oh, you don't need to worry about no science or anything like that. Jesus, he invented the DVD player. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what? Where does high definition come from? Oh, Jesus made that.
I would have to agree with that. Dude. Only something that good could come from Jesus.
I mean, when I look at it, I hear the choir.
Yep. It's holy.
Just like the same choir I hear on every movie trailer. With quick cuts.
Same choir I hear whenever I watch great porn. Comes from Jesus.
Oh, God. Man, that's not controversial.
If what?
Anyone wants to call and talk to Bill about this, 818-935-5132.
Please do.
Bill and his Jesus porn.
Jesus porn? What if that was you go to like an adult bookstore, you had to see it like...
Okay, now that's wrong. That's wrong.
But you see in the background, you see this, it's roped off. It's got a curtain and it says Jesus porn. You're like, I'm sorry, I'm going to go in there. I got to check. What is this?
It's like those trauma movies where they have some guy dressed up as Jesus doing... Didn't they do one of those with Tom Savini?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Xenu.
Scientological porn. Awesome.
Oh,
totally
my God. I would. Oh, man.
Doing
sex
it
on
a clay bed.
Tape.
Yeah.
Connect this e-meter to your scrotum.
Now, that would be awesome. Go through your thoughts again. Okay.
Now,
slow down a little bit, and I'm going to go through that. And
tell me about the frustrations you've been having.
That's what they do for premature ejaculators.
You see the
have
little needle
go
going... Now, Steven, I saw this recent news story, and I thought of you, because every week you travel out of town, and how many hotels have you stayed in the past year?
A different one every week.
I saw this thing about a dirty hotel secret.
I try not to think about those.
Like, but they don't clean the bedclothes?
But you need to hear this one, Steven. It's for your own health and your safety. Let's check it out.
In hotel after hotel after hotel... I-Team Hidden Cameras expose a dirty little secret.
So it could be 6 years that this cup has never touched really hot water.
Or soap.
Or soap. Or been sanitized in any way.
Correct.
Randy Searles is talking about how the guest glasses and coffee cups were cleaned at the 6-year-old Embassy Suites Hotel in Alpharetta, a hotel where he used to work as a manager before he was fired for an unrelated issue.
Basically, what they're doing there is using glass cleaner to spray into their glasses, wipe them out, and put them back.
We booked a room at the Embassy Suites to see for ourselves. Our hidden camera captures the housekeeper putting the glasses into the dirty sink. Then she sprays a blue liquid on them. Take a look, a liquid that's labeled Do Not Drink. Then she rinses them off and dries them. They never leave the room.
Well, this is not an acceptable practice.
We wondered if the Embassy Suites was the only hotel not washing their guest room glasses the right way. So we checked in for two nights at this downtown Holiday Inn.
Thank you. The room looking helpful.
And at the Sheraton Galleria Suites in Cobb County. We were clear that one person would stay one night, but another person would take the room the second night. Once inside, we filled our drinking glasses with soda, and we marked them with lipstick. So as housekeeping came in, we left with hidden cameras rolling.
You have a bright bathroom? Mm-hmm.
At the Holiday Inn downtown, it happened again. Watch the housekeeper clean our dirty glasses. She turns on the water, simply rinses them out, and sets them back out to be used again.
That's outrageous.
So, thanks for your wow, input. That really sounded outrageous. Couldn't get any
now,
more
Steven,
monotone than
you,
that.
Do you ever drink out of those glasses?
See, we stay at the cheaper ones where you get the little plastic cups that are wrapped.
That's in plastic.
That are wrapped.
That's safer, actually.
So, yeah. See, I'm saying.
Anyone actually use the glasses they have there?
That's what I'm saying. I never even. It's
no.
And if I've been to some where they've had plates and knives and forks.
Yeah.
And I've used them, I've washed them beforehand. Yeah.
No, yeah, exactly.
I would carry a friggin' black light with me and look at the remote and stuff.
Well, you can't do that.
Why?
Because then you just will drive yourself friggin' crazy.
I would also sleep in a hazmat uniform in the bed.
I look at the bed when I turn it down, make sure it doesn't look dirty.
Doesn't look, you don't see bugs on it or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times you
see
them.
You can't see bed bugs with a naked eye, I don't think, though.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, bugs are huge.
I thought they were microscopic.
No.
Yeah, they're microscopic.
Are you talking
about
roaches or something?
No, bed bugs. They've shown them in.
You're sure you're not talking about like bats or something?
No, bed bugs they're about a quarter inch in length.
Aren't they microscopic?
That's a louse, but no, bed bugs are microscopic.
No, they are not. I'm telling you because I just watched a show on it.
You're not telling me that there is a microscopic version, though?
There's probably different types of bugs, some that are microscopic.
Oh,
that,
I'm thinking of That's Incredible when I was a kid with Fran Tarkington and John Davidson.
There's been a resurgence of bed bugs lately. Coming, and they're coming from India, as a matter. I mean, that's because I was just watching.
Damn Indians.
It always comes from someone who isn't white.
That's outrageous.
That's outrageous.
Well, how do you know it isn't white people who are traveling outside bringing them back?
Wait, do you guys want to know what's outrageous? It's a joke, Steven.
No, I know.
Steven, calm down, Steven.
I'm making fun of racism. Can we clear that up, please?
Now, you guys want to know something that's outrageous is recently, I believe last week or this week, I don't even care, Alf was on Bill O'Reilly, and he was interviewed by Bill O'Reilly in this very serious interview. Now, we all love Gordon Shumway, am I right?
My favorite.
He did. Now I detest him.
Let's check out where he's been.
Cat eater.
Well, Alf developed a strong cult following that remains to this day. But where has the guy been? We tracked him down. We haven't seen you for 17 years.
Right.
What have you been doing?
None of your business. Finished my first book.
Yeah.
Catcher in the Rye.
It doesn't even sound like
Alf. You finished it first.
Yeah,
get it.
Yeah.
17 years it took you?
Got to go a little slower here. Yeah. The air up there must be a little thin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been trying to get back on my feet. I've been in a chain of Michael Vick dog grooming salons.
Didn't go well. Gig, man. I need a gig. The residuals are not coming in anymore.
All right. So when we last left you in 1990, you were arrested by the U.S. military.
Right.
You remember that, Alf?
Yes, I do.
All right. Were you tortured by the military?
No. It was a TV show, man. Get a grip on reality.
You were canceled in 1990.
That's a sad word to use, but yes, I was canceled.
Well, this is a no spin zone.
I want
the brutal truth.
Yeah.
17 years ago, you're canceled.
Right.
And then what have you been doing, Alf? Where you been, man?
Well, you know, I've been waiting for the right thing to come along. Obviously, this isn't it. You know, just trying to make
it's
a buck,
when the cameraman
you know, selling merchandise like you are.
Can I
be a little Indian up here? You do and you clean it up.
This is cool.
It may be, Alf, because you're typecast as Alf.
I'm sorry, I just fell asleep. Is this still going on?
That's a good point. I never thought of that.
You're in the show. It's a huge hit all over the world. People see you as Alf.
Yeah.
And they can't see you as anything else.
Bill O'Reilly sexually harassing a female staffer is much more interesting.
I want to do what you do. What is it? What is it that you do that qualifies you
that
to do this?
That you do.
I annoy people. Is that what you want to do?
I've been doing that for years.
Yeah, but that's so we're simpatico.
Well,
okay, so you want to be an anchor alien.
Caution! You're about to enter the no spin zone.
Now, my only question to you guys is why? Why? What was the point of this?
My only question is, where's Willie?
Hey, Willie!
He busy smoking crack with
He's
some
busy
other...
doing sci-fi movies.
I remember Steven. Alpha's been canceled for, what, 15 years now or something like
Right, yeah.
I don't know. It was about 8 years ago. You and I were flipping through late-night TV, and there was a bikini contest on TV, and Alf was the judge, and he was like, oh, very nice. Very nice.
Wasn't it being judged over the internet?
Yeah, you could on the internet and vote, but why
They were calling it what? Somebody said that we're having this webkini contest, and Alf breaks out, what the hell's a webkini?
Oh, I remember what, it was the Cindy Margolis show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great. Whatever. Okay, guys, let's go ahead and move on to Bill. You haven't seen this week's Friday Night Lights.
No, I watched it after the show. I don't like to watch the beginning and then not be able to watch the end.
Unfortunately, it's hard to talk about Friday Night Lights, like we said, because it airs Friday. It airs right as we're getting ready to go on the air, so we can talk about last week a little bit. Now, last week, there's a lot, this big thing about Riggins. He doesn't want to live with his brother anymore because his brother's now messing around with the older chick from next door, so he goes to live with this Elvis-looking
dude. The chick he was messing with.
Yeah, this chubby guy who has ferrets is letting him stay with him, and he goes hunting with him.
He just happens to cook meth also.
Yeah, the guy has meth lab in a trailer out back.
But I'm sure it's just for his ferrets. You know how they love meth.
But how great has Riggins been this season? His whole storyline's been hilarious, and the one-liners he has... But probably the best moment of that episode is when Lila is sitting there with her Bible group, the teen messengers, and she sees Landry there. He obviously needs somebody to talk to, and he talks about he has a big secret. What should I do? And she tells him, you need to be honest with yourself. You need to get
the
it off your chest.
The truth will let you free.
Yeah, the truth will set you free. So it ends with him going in to confess that he killed that guy. And, of course, the week before, all they did was tease that he was going to confess, and then they show it to us in the final minute of the show, so we actually don't get
exactly what you predicted, too.
We don't get any information until this week, but it's really... How great is Friday Night Lights? Seriously, it's been a good show. I mean, I've seen a lot of complaints online, people complaining about the whole murder storyline, but I think they've worked themselves out of it quite nicely.
I think they have, too. It's been quite powerful.
You know what really touched me, and I didn't think it would, was the Buddy Garrity storyline, letting the guy come living with him in his apartment so he could play football.
Yeah.
That whole Santiago, at first when Lila first meets him and she's trying to talk about Jesus to the inmates of this, what would you call it? They're not in jail, they're in like... Some kind of
like a halfway
juvenile detention facility.
Yeah, exactly.
And she decides to help him out. That, you know, anything that would seem in a show would seem like, oh, this is so like
heavy-handed.
This has seen it before. The show always turns it on its ear and shows you where it's genuine. It feels genuine. And they always do that. Even if there's a situation that you've seen before in another show, the show shows it to you in a different light, which I think is
great. It's the best thing about the show.
Yeah, unlike, I mean, the whole thing with Smash and his mom wants him to go to a good school for education, he wants his party, and Memory's like, man, it's going to be like Cabo in my pants, and he got his thing, and my favorite part is a big old linebacker, he's screwing around with his girlfriend, and he, you see Smash hauling ass, you know he's a running back, but he's just running at full speed with just his underwear on, as that big old dude, come here, boy, I'm going to kill you, Jason Everett. And I love the.
I love when Saracen asked him, "Was it like Cabo in your pants?"
He drives like, up. He drives up and Smash is sitting outside, shivering in his underwear. He goes, "So, was it like Cabo in your pants?" Shut up, man!
I don't even want to talk about it.
I just love the show so much. But let's go ahead and talk about the Heroes finale. Everyone saw the Heroes finale, am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
I'm going to get Hero to come take me back so I don't have to watch it.
Let me just throw something out there. Would it have been more interesting if, say, Siler actually was in love with the Hispanic girl?
Back.
What's her name?
No. You know what? Nobody can make this whole storyline any better.
Well, what I'm saying is he immediately turned on a dime and became evil. He didn't care about her, but maybe it would have been.
He's in love with power.
Yeah,
that's
I know,
all.
But what I'm trying
Ew,
to
say, him with his shirt off.
Yeah,
Whoa.
But what I'm trying to say here is it would have been a little bit more interesting instead of him being a cartoon character bad guy, maybe making it a little more complex, like he develops feelings for someone. I know he's mad with power, but I think he was a lot more interesting in the first season. They showed how he had insecurity issues and his mom was really weird and stuff. But here they're just showing him how he turns his back while he's in the room with somebody else. He's like, my plan. You know, he's just kind of like that evil kind of schemer. It's just not, it just seems
it's not
really
good.
Silly.
It's not,
not working for me.
No.
And the most laughable, ridiculous part in the whole thing was the character of Nikki. She goes with Micah to help save the black girl, and she gets blown
Saint
up
Joe.
Rescuing to her. She blows up rescuing her, and when she blows up, I was thinking, you know, it's they finally got rid of her character. Maybe. She's probably not dead, though.
No.
But I was happy with the prospect that she might be dead. But here's the thing. If the writers can go back and say to themselves, we really gave her character a fitting end because we told her story. You never told any story. The whole thing.
Yeah.
The problem I've always had with Heroes is that it feels like they have a checklist of what's going to happen with each character, and that happens each episode. But there's no in-between. Nobody feels like a real person actually living a life.
And you know, they probably thought that they redeemed her character by letting her die helping someone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, what I thought is you just
can't redeem anyone that acts that bad.
You turned Micah, this poor kid, into an orphan writer. So
yeah,
thanks a lot.
Congratulations.
You know? And he has the neatest power, it turns out. He can talk to you know,
anything electronic.
Machinery, computers. I
He's
would love
the lawnmower
that
man all of a sudden.
Yeah, I far surpassed your intellect, Dr. Jennings. It's awesome. Cyboman. So anyway,
Cyboman.
So we've got Peter Petrelli. He's helping Sark from Alias, and everyone keeps coming to Peter. Don't trust him. Don't trust him. No, no, no. He's a good buddy. Then hey, here's my brother. Don't trust him. Don't trust him. Nah, I'm not sure. Oh, you know, the scene that cracked me up was when Greg Grunberg, Matt Parkman shows up, and he goes like, Peter. He's like, you will go in there and stop him. Oh, oh. And he's like, no, I won't. Oh, oh. And then he's like, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to throw you against the floor, and you're going to slide down the hall. And he's sliding so slow. He's like, whoa. Like, and he's like sliding back like, oh, shit, I'm sliding. My ass is burning. You know? And
then, oh, shit. Was that the inflection in his?
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
Shit.
It was as exciting
burning.
As that.
But
burning.
Do you think it's because Greg Grunberg weighs a bit and Peter couldn't push him that hard, so he's just sliding? Okay, here's the dumbest part.
Written in the script. Slides like ass is burning.
Now, here's the dumbest part, though. We saw earlier in the season, we've seen several occasions where Peter can walk through walls. That's how he gets out of the facility with Sark. He can walk through walls. He can even hold on to someone and walk through walls. But we need a scene that lasts nearly 15 minutes of him pulling the vault door off.
And his nose bleeding.
My nose is bleeding. I've got to get the vault door off.
He's exerting himself so much. His nose is bleeding.
I mean, he couldn't go in there and grab the vial out and walk out with
it. Or like even put his hand on the shoulder of Sark. They walk through and they come back. The only reason they needed him to do that is to delay
Parkman to get there,
where the other characters could show up. But that the no time passes on the show. They could have just been there anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm ready for Ando. Whenever Hero says, "I must save him," and he goes, "Shoom." I'm waiting for Ando to just go, whatever, and just turn away every time he disappears. Yep. Whatever, dude. What are you waiting for? So, what did you guys think of the finale?
It was kind of lackluster, like you said. It was...
Yeah, nothing new. I wasn't expecting much.
HRG, he reveals to his family that he's alive, but in order to do that and be alive, you're already alive, dude. What are they going to do, take you not alive? I don't understand.
All of a sudden, he's working for the company.
He's like, now the family, the company will leave us alone if I go work for them. Weren't you running away from them anyway? Just run away from them again.
Yeah, and it didn't bother you before that they were after your family. So why does it bother you now?
Right. But they show that Ned Ryerson... was kind of a cold-hearted dad, and he's always giving his daughter crap. She's very insecure. So she decides...
But they have good insurance.
She's going to go after Siler. Did you like that when she busts in? She goes, "Siler!" And it gives him enough time to shoot her. Shoot at her.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if she got shot or not, but I guess she didn't.
Then she's at... The vials! The vials are gone! Siler has taken them! That whole scene
Nikki!
Why didn't he just go get more blood?
I love that scene. Yeah, no kidding.
Because they're retarded.
Why not smash the blood, flush it down the toilet or whatever? He's like, okay, I'll give you the blood, Siler, but you need to let...
Mohinder smash blood!
You need to let the girl go or whatever. It's like, dude, as soon as he has his power back, he's going to kill the little girl to get her power. You're the biggest moron ever. No, wait, that's Peter. No, everyone is stupid on this show.
Yeah. Everyone is stupid in this show.
And here's the problem. The writing is really bad on Heroes. I'm sorry. I really liked the show in season one, but when we were watching it, we loved the premise of the show more than anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
they're breaking their own rules now. They don't have any set of rules. They need rules. And they just, they're creating them as they go.
Yeah, it's like by the seat of their pants.
A Bible. There needs to be like 10 commandments of heroes.
Did you guys
laugh? And they just don't have it.
Did you guys laugh when Nathan's like, "I have the ability to..."
I have the ability to take bullets in the chest and appear dead, even though I'm probably...
I was a vampire.
The writer should have thought back and said this. If we're going to give these characters certain powers, we need to make the writing where... they can't have possibly used their powers to get out of the situation. And every time we watch a show, we see where the characters could have used their power to prevent something or to do something different. For instance, Peter's like, "Oh my God, my brother's been shot. I will go back in time and prevent it." Or, you know, "I will freeze time. Instead of ripping this vault off, I will just walk through it." You know, if maybe
I will take the bullets or pull the bullets out of the air.
Yeah, just anything. But it feels like to me that many times they were like, "Okay, let's write ourselves to here. That's the end of the episode. We'll just deal with the inconsistencies next week." Kind of.
You know what it is? They are television writers, not comic writers, and we expect comic writers.
Well,
they have no basis.
Well, I mean, I've read some poorly conceived comic books too. What I think, here's the problem. I understand on episodic television, and much like comic books, the story can't end. You really want it to keep going, right?
Well, they can have, like you said,
and they have their story arcs on this. They have volume 1 and 2, and this was the end of volume 2. But here's the thing. Siler really should have died at the end of season 1. That should have been ultimate thing. Now they have nothing for his character to do but be evil and find his powers again. So
soon he's going to be wearing all black in like a fencing mask.
And I got to say, when I watch the show now, I'm generally interested in certain characters or whatever. Like, I think Claire, they need to give her more to do than Wes. Like, "No, Claire, you can't do this." "No, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to be angry.
I'm
going to
be a cheerleader."
Don't you love when
they need to stop the angsty teen thing and have her do something.
"Wes, I thought you would be on my side. I am on your side, but it's just that you don't understand the ramifications. Screw the ramifications." And it's just like, stop writing dialogue like this. This isn't Party of Five. Yeah. Oh, or maybe it is Party of Five, I guess.
It isn't Crossing Jordan.
Party of five with superheroes.
Jerry O'Connell could save not this even show. Jerry O'Connell
no, Ted
could
McGinley.
Save this show.
Ted McGinley.
Ted C. McGinley.
Gerald Ferreira.
No, Robert Carradine could save the show next season. That's all I'm
hey,
saying.
Hey, he saved Dexter.
Who?
Did he? No. But he has a nice ass.
Oh, who?
Robert Carradine.
On that
Timothy
note, hey, guys.
Did well, he... I just thought it was so inappropriate that they had to show him getting out of bed on Dexter just so he could show his ass off.
Oh, but you wouldn't mind if some chick got out showing her titties.
I would if she was 50 years old and had a dumpy ass.
But you just said he had a nice ass.
Oh, you're talking about Keith Carradine.
Carradine.
I didn't know what you were talking about up until Keith Carradine. Okay.
You know, the Carradines confuse me.
Yeah, there's
they confused
David Carradine,
Walter Hill too.
Robert Carradine from Revenge of the Nerds, and then Keith Carradine, who played.
I knew who you were going with because that's why I said
had nothing to do with anything. I
Wild
just felt
Bill.
Like whipping it out.
That's outrageous.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. All right, Vanessa, you ready to do Z News?
Can I be a little impudent here?
You know, my favorite part of the whole Heroes was the little girl's like, I can find your brother for you. It's my gift. It's what I can do. Oh, thank you. Find my brother. And she's like, he doesn't exist
there.
Anywhere.
He's nowhere.
He's dead.
No, Dios mío.
Why does her character exist on the show?
Yeah, I think she should die. Like,
what
she
is her
should...
character's name? I don't even remember. Is it Carla?
Maya?
Maya.
Maya.
Maya's the
yeah,
little girl.
You're right, Maya.
Isn't Maya the little girl?
No, Molly is the little girl.
Oh, Molly, okay. Maya, Molly, Nikki, Claire, little kid, Micah.
Lisa.
Gabrielle.
Was Lisa the party girl?
Micah, Molly... Micah, Molly,
Gabrielle,
Maya,
Gabrielle. No, he's.
Oh, Gabrielle.
He's not silent.
What is
he's
this
Skyler
you speak of?
Wow.
And I want to update you guys on a little situation we had in the chat room. After the Speed Racer clip, you know, the dirty Speed Racer mix, we had a listener named Henley drop into the chat room and complain that he used to be able to listen to the show with his kid. And then he left. So, I think we lost a listener.
Over the Speed Racer clip?
Yeah, I guess so. That's when he came in. He came in right after that and said he used to be able to listen to the show after. Maybe it was the Jesus stuff we did. I don't know.
It could have been all
but,
the F's at the F-bombs that Steve Martin dropped.
Oh, that's true. So, I think we upset Henley.
The show's going in a new direction, and we can't take everyone with us.
Well, it's like I told him in the chat room, I don't remember the last time we were ever kid-friendly. The Bob Saget, I suck dick for Coke line that we used to drop a lot.
Sometimes,
so.
Not every episode, I guess, are we real offensive. I never go out of my way to be offensive, but...
Yeah, sometimes we just get ornery.
That Planes, Trains, and Automobiles clip is hilarious. I think
it is, it's classic.
And if he's listened to it with his kid.
I'm honestly one of those people who, I don't like an overt use of the F word. Like, it would get on my nerves if all we did is drop F-bombs all the time. But at the same time, I don't think the F word is as bad as everyone else. It's just a word. It's a sound that comes out of our mouths. And I understand it's offensive to somebody.
That society has decided is offensive.
No, what I'm saying is, I'm not... Hey, Nowhere in Mulberry, we're going to try to be more, you know, risque. I'm not doing that or anything, so...
Yeah, if it slips, it slips.
Right. I mean, I'm sorry if your kid wants to listen to the show or whatever. I mean, I don't know what to do. Because it's not a conscious thing that we're going to be this way or anything.
No, it's who we are. We're not putting on any sort of, character here.
Wow!
All right, Vanessa, you ready to do the news?
Yes, I sure
am. Sounds fantastic. Let's do it.
Time is on my fish. Time is on my fish. Time is on my fish.
All right, Vanessa, what do we got in the news this week?
All right, in Los Angeles, porn star Mary Carey, whose shot to fame was by running for California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, unveiled plans on Tuesday to auction off her autographed, recently removed breast implants for charity.
Carey, oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Carey said the size 36D implants were taken out 2 weeks ago and replaced with larger 36 triple Ds. And while under anesthesia, she realized that they could be used to raise money for breast cancer research.
Huh?
That's so far beyond gross. I'm without words.
Hey, the doctors asked me what I wanted to do with them, and I said, you know what? I'm going to keep them and try to sell them because my grandmother had breast cancer. The 27-year-old star of such adult films as Boobsville, Sorority Girls, and Big Breasted Beauties will be seen in the...
Boobsville was terrific.
That was a sequel to Pleasantville,
film.
I believe.
Good lighting.
One ABN award, I think.
She'll be seen in the upcoming VH1 reality show, Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew, and said that during taping she kicked addictions to the anti-anxiety drug Xanax and alcohol. Now that I'm sober, I wanted a new physical state to go along with my new mental state. I thought the auction would be a great way to spread some holiday cheer and make someone out there have a very merry, merry Christmas.
Yes!
You know, I took Xanax for a panic disorder, and I don't see how anybody can abuse it. Like, I just don't understand that. Like, for a couple months, I took, you know, like a milligram of Xanax anytime I had a panic attack, and it, you know, dumbed it down a little bit or took it away completely. But I don't see, like, just popping them because I can. I don't understand what that would do for me.
Well, that's the difference. You're taking it only when you had a problem. Some people have to take it, you know, every day, same time every day, and your body gets accustomed to it.
Maybe her breasts were panicking.
Yeah. They're getting
big. Spasming. Help me! There's too much silicone in here!
Well, the autographed implants have been placed on eBay, and Carey, whose real name is Mary Cook, says she planned to donate some 90% of the proceeds to the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation. She intends to use the rest of the money on medical bills for her mother, who suffered major injuries after jumping off a four-story building in 2006.
If I remember correctly, both of her parents are mentally challenged.
Really?
Yeah.
She's got a great rack.
As a way to pay for their medical bills, I take it? Or
I don't know if it had to do with medical bills or just needing that love that she couldn't get from her parents because they were mentally somewhere else.
Huh.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, she says,
it's kind of
a tragic story. I'm actually overall very anti-plastic surgery, Carey said. I watched my mom go through 11 surgeries for her injuries, and it's like for me to voluntarily put myself through that, the only right thing to do is make money and donate to charity. Carey gained international fame in 2003 with her quixotic gubernatorial campaign against eventual winner Schwarzenegger. She abandoned a second run for governor against Schwarzenegger to be with her ailing mother and said it was then that she turned to Xanax, taking over three times prescribed dose.
Sorry about her mom, but that's so stupid. It's just a publicity thing to run for governor. Who cares?
Wow, that's very sexy.
Yes, it is.
So, when is it crossing the line for an inappropriate relationship? Most people in relationships are well aware of the rules that govern their behavior, such as those of fidelity and monogamy. However, there are important relationship rules that are not explicitly stated, including behaviors that fall into the crossing the line category.
That's a great thing.
So grabbing a woman's breasts unannounced is inappropriate?
Yeah, that could probably cross the line.
How are you doing? And how are these doing? Hong Kong!
Yes. Ever play Tune in Tokyo? What are some common crossing the line
crimes? Turkey's done. Do you mind if I have a bite?
God. One, cyber flirting. Obviously, flirting online with other men/women.
Flirting.
Oh, please. Cyber flirting is pathetic. That's nothing.
Well,
that's like flirting with your hand.
Bill, I've been meaning to tell you it's gone over the line lately.
Oh, sorry.
You did. LOL. Just can't resist myself.
Dirty dancing with people other than your partner. Buying the opposite sex a drink. Being too affectionate with members of the opposite sex. Commenting on the attractiveness of other men and women to your spouse. I don't see the big deal on that one.
You know, I just got a comment that I always thought buying another, like another, an opposite sex, somebody you're flirting with a drink was kind of creepy. Because it just kind of like,
yeah.
It's like, okay, here, drink this, get drunk so I can take you home and screw you sort of thing. It's just really kind of inappropriate.
I usually, if someone says, if a guy asks if he can buy me a drink, I'll say no, but you can sit and talk to me. I don't want someone to buy me a drink. I don't need it. And also flirting with a waiter or waitress or handyman, blah, blah, blah. At one point or another, everyone engages in these activities when their spouse is looking the other way. Sometimes it can be hard to resist catching a cute guy's eye on the bus or flirting and showing off for the pretty waitress. While most of us never intend to take it beyond that initial flirtation, these behaviors certainly raise a few eyebrows and can cause tension in relationships. This begs the question, when getting close to crossing the line, where is the point of no return? Well, most people agreed that while all the crossing the line behaviors were upsetting, only the overtly sexual behaviors were a cause for concern. For instance, 80% of the survey respondents stated that they would be concerned if their partner danced inappropriately with other people, while only 50% stated they would be upset if their partner commented on the attractiveness of passerbys or celebrities. Why would that bother people?
Because they're insecure.
Yeah. I used to pass out. I used to pass out
all the time and have people.
Rohypnol.
I used to fall over your face.
Point out, well, it, you know, I'm like, hey, she's pretty.
All the time. Yeah, I don't see what's wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't get it either. Some even believe that daydreams that might cross over into reality, such as buying another woman drinks, keeping a secret stash of porn, or sending secret text messages, can cross the line.
That's why I just keep my porn out in the open.
The reason you guys don't get it is because you're the harassers.
It's a conspiracy.
All right, well,
there are some awful forward women, though.
Well, let me give you – this is my theory when it comes to sexual harassment with – especially women, okay? If the guy is attractive and he's flirting with her –
I don't know.
Exactly.
She takes it as a compliment. If he's unattractive, it's sexual harassment. I've never seen a hot guy, unless it's been like overtly like he came up and like did something, you know, like grabbed her in a way she didn't like. But flirting, most of the time, if it's a hot guy, she's not going to say anything. But if it's an ugly dude,
it can be a hot guy even that comes up behind you. He's like, wow, you look like you really need a...
Who wants a body massage?
Yeah, who wants a body massage? And
body massage.
Comes up.
Would you like to eat my pork chop sandwich?
Man, you seem... really tense right now.
Pork chop sandwiches!
Exactly.
Do you want to grab my stick? No, don't grab my stick.
Give him the stick. Don't give him the stick!
It's like, stop touching me, white boy.
Nice catch, Blanco Nino.
In Indiana, a man accused of stealing a twin-engine plane and driving it down the taxiway staged the stunt while he was drunk to impress his girlfriend. Michael Santos, 38, was charged Friday with theft, criminal mischief, and operating a vehicle after his driving privileges had been previously been forfeited for life.
Check me out. I can drive a plane, man. Can't drive a car, but I can drive a plane.
Santos.
I don't know how to get it off the ground, but it's badass.
Santos, who is being held in LaPorte County Jail on a $2,000 bond, is accused of driving to the LaPorte Municipal Airport despite a lifetime ban on his driving privileges. According to police reports, Santos was drunk when he took his girlfriend.
Hand? Jesus Christ.
he took his girlfriend to the airport September 9th to show her that he could fly a plane. They climbed in the plane.
And drives plane. And blah, blah.
Well, they climbed into the plane and were heading down the taxiway when Santos told police flames began shooting from the left engine. He said he turned off all the switches.
Shooting out my ass.
And veered into a soybean field. Damage to the aircraft.
Those poor soybeans. They were innocent.
Damage to the aircraft was estimated at $160,000.
Whoa, those are some serious soybeans.
Yeah. Police said the plane traveled a half mile along a taxiway before it missed the curve leading to the runway, chopping up soybeans with a propeller before it got stuck in a field.
Awesome. Did they make some soy milk afterwards?
No, they were
some
cooked.
Some edamame?
They cooked them.
All right.
Did
Spain.
I really bring everything to a standstill with that?
Yeah, it's like, how do I comment after that?
Shut up, Foggy. All right, Vanessa, what else you got?
When Antonio Banden Moreno collected his mail before
Let's
heading
play.
Off, he left it on the table and thought nothing more of it.
Now,
it was
what
only
did he
when
do
his
again?
Wife called
I'm
him.
Sorry.
Huh?
What did he do again? When he what?
He picked up his mail and he left it on the table.
Oh, okay.
It was only when his wife called him on his cell phone that he discovered he had been the subject of a practical joke. Antonio, have you seen the bill from Gas Natural? She asked.
Oh, my nice. Nice
yes,
accent.
Yes, but
like
I didn't
that.
Want to open it, he said. Why would
Where's
I?
Where's the chicken sounds? Good Lord.
To go to work in a bad mood? I can't do it. Has it gone up much this month? But it wasn't the total on the bill that caused her to call. While all the other information from his personal identity number to his banking details was correct, the bill was addressed to Antonio Giraporos Caraculo or Antonio Dickhead Arseface. Banden, who works in the administration department of the San Geronimo Parish in Valencia, could not think of any reason why he had been singled out.
That's his full name. That's his full real name. Antonio Dickface Arsehead or whatever the hell.
Banden does not think it may have been any kind of vendetta as he had not previously made any complaints against the company and had no problems with his bills up to this point. The only thing that caused him to worry, of course, was that whoever had manipulated his name had also access to all his personal information.
It was so
janitor. No, it's the Puerto Rican.
It was this that made him decide to report it to the Consumer Affairs Office, and which made the complaint to the local court. A spokeswoman for Gas Natural said today that they had apologized to Banden. She said the bills were sent out by a subcontractor, one of whose employees had decided to play a prank. The company said it would be taking legal action against the person responsible.
Why?
Is that a prank?
He's got to go to jail now?
I guess.
For calling someone
smell.
Dickface Arsehead?
I thought it's a natural gas place. Wouldn't it be funny if they made some kind of fart joke? Like, you have been selected to supply us with gas.
Antonio Stinky Bum?
Friends of yours say that you are quite a natural gas source. You know, please come in and we'll talk to you. You can be paid for your flatulence or something like that. Like, oh, this sounds like a great opportunity. This is why I come to America. It's the American dream.
I think this actually took place in Spain.
Yeah.
Oh.
There was one upside to it all.
Is he Puerto Rican?
Who is this guy?
He speaks that crazy Mexican language. Is he Puerto Rican?
Spanish. Since his photograph appeared in the local paper, his cell phone has not stopped ringing with old friends calling to speak to the man now known as Mr. Arseface.
Awesome.
Yay. And finally, this is for all you student drivers. A student
finally,
driver...
We still have 40 minutes.
Finally, news story. In Houston, a student driver passed his test on Monday and then crashed his car into the Texas Department of Public Safety building.
Nice.
Of course, no one was hurt. The man was parking the car when the vehicle went over the curb and hit a wall of the brick building, creating a small hole. Luckily, the driver examiner was not in the car.
Was he allowed to keep his license?
I don't know. They don't say.
License revoked.
Check my magic 8-ball. All signs point to no.
Hello.
And that's all I've got.
Well, thank you, Vanessa. Thank you for doing the news this week. We appreciate
it. You're quite
welcome. See you next week.
Yes.
Maybe.
All right, Bill. You ready? You ready for the DVDs?
Let's do some DVDs.
some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs.
DVDs, DVDs. DVDs, HD and Blu-ray extended definition. DVDs.
Oh, hell yeah, the DVDs. Yes.
Huh? All right, Bill, the DVDs. What have we got for the DVDs this week?
Yes!
You like it?
I like it.
Yes, we love the DVDs.
All right, DVDs for December 11th, 2007. I'm going to start off here with, Walt Disney releases those Treasure Limited Edition tin things.
Yes.
Well, they're releasing one called The Adventures of Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, which I think is like the original version of Mickey Mouse, because
really?
It sure looks like it.
Huh.
But anyways, I love these Walt Disney Treasure things because they whip out these ancient cartoons that haven't seen the light of day in absolute forever. So,
Now, God. Are these like Warner Brothers cartoons where they even had like some racist things or something?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you know they edited that out.
No. That's what is the big thing about these. They are uncut as they were. Like last year, they released one with all the war cartoons that Disney did during World War II.
Right.
And they still, refer to them as Japs and all that stuff. So they don't cut anything with these. Yeah. They don't cut anything with these.
Wow. Where's it show Heckle and Jekyll again? I miss Heckle and Jekyll.
That's not Disney.
No, I know. I'm talking about cartoons. Like the ones they stopped showing because they said they were, politically incorrect.
Heckle and Jekyll?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, there were a couple really, racist Heckle and Jekylls and stuff like that, yeah.
And even some Bugs Bunnies that were really bad.
Yes. Next DVD is Beverly Hills 90210, the third season.
Brandon Walsh, we got Steve Sanders,
Kelly Taylor.
Dylan McKay, man, he's a badass mofo.
He serves.
Man, he reminds me of, like, some classic actor man type.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yes. Are you me? Oh, good lordy.
Big Love, the complete second...
Wait. What? I want to know the features on this box set, yo.
You don't care.
Is he got a commentary with Brian Austin Green? What? What's going on?
With his rap
don't
career?
Don't even mention him. It pisses me off because he's the Megan Fox's boyfriend. The hot
he's
chick from Transformers.
That's probably been over for a while.
No, they're still
what
going,
do you want
I think.
From me?
And this is, I loved how he has, the one earring and the pomade hair. So bad.
I just loved his singing.
Also has that.
It was so awesome, and his dancing. He did the Roger Rabbit.
Hey, how come on every show that has to do with high school, one of the characters has a radio show in the high school? Did your school have a radio station inside of it?
No.
Every single show has someone who has a radio show in the high school. Even Veronica Mars, that guy Piz, had a radio show in the college. Everyone's on the radio.
College, yes, they do. College.
But, on every show, they do this.
Yeah. And in a lot of movies, there's the college radio show. We had a high school radio show. We had a TV station at my high school, but they only played that Channel 1 crap.
But you were the performing arts, not just a standard high school.
Oh, true. But even before that, even my middle school that I went to before that, before the high school, had a television channel.
Whatever. Mm.
Well, even when they do movies or
yeah, but were any of your friends, Bill? Did they have a radio show that played during hallway walking to your other class and stuff?
Oh hell no!
It was Bill. Bill was the one, the cool one.
Drawing
the
line on the insanity.
No, that's
all right, Bill. What other DVDs are out?
Again, as I said, Big Love, complete second season.
It's a fantastic show. If you're not watching it, you're missing out.
I have the first season that I need to watch, and then I'll rent the second season.
First and second season. Here are the shows that are fantastic that you need to watch. Big Love, Dexter, and The Brotherhood. All great, fantastic shows. I love them, and they always they always make you come back for more. At the end of the episode, you're like, man, I wish I could watch the next one right now. Get them on DVDs. Watch it all in like one day. You know,
I love doing that. That's like my
That's
favorite
what I did
thing
with
to
Lost.
Do.
Because of like HBO and Showtime shows, it's like 8 episodes is a season. Take 8 hours out of the day. It's going to be awesome.
Or you just watch
and
it
you will love
it. 12, I remember one day when The Sopranos first season DVD came out, I sat down on a Saturday and watched 12 hours of it.
Yeah, I think Big Love is 12 hours, so I don't know what I'm talking about there.
All right. David Tell, one of my favorite comedians, has a special.
Oh, I love David Tell.
It aired this weekend on HBO, and it also comes out on DVD this Tuesday. It's David Tell, Captain Miserable.
Yeah, I think it comes on tomorrow, actually, but it'll already aired by the time people... Well, wait, we're live. So, hey, it comes on tomorrow to our live audience. I got to remember.
I like this guy. I loved
podcasting.
Whenever he did Insomniac on Comedy Central.
Oh, I loved
Central.
Insomniac.
That was really funny.
Good show.
I would love when Comedy Central would do, like, an Insomniac-a-thon and show, like, five episodes in a row. I love that show. Is that on anymore, or is it gone?
No, it's gone.
No, I own the DVDs of it.
Really? I loved it.
Yeah, he was on Howard Stern this week. It had some really, really funny titles that he wanted to use, but they didn't let him because of the Comedy Central later playing it. Like, there was he wanted to use 180 pounds of sad, which I thought was genius, but they didn't want him to use it for some reason, so he used Captain Miserable.
Sounds good to me.
Yep, next DVD. I think I might have skipped over this one, but so I'm going to have to go back. The Bourne Ultimatum hits DVD and HD DVD this Tuesday.
Nice. Great movie. Great film.
That's when I get it, I'm going to have to watch all three.
There, you know how they do that? I was on the edge of my seat. I literally was going, whoa, I'm about to fall off. I'm on the edge of it. Boom, fell on the
You
floor.
Had to use the seatbelt.
Yeah, there are scenes where it doesn't let up, and literally your feet are lifted up off the air like going, oh, it's like that tense. Great film. I love the Bourne series. Awesome.
And now Matt Damon was voted the hottest, sexiest man or something like that. Ugh.
Which I don't understand.
What?
No, I thought it was a parent.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about the movie. I don't really care if he's on some sexy list.
Oh, but awesome why? Film. Who's voting this? His mom?
He's a hot dude, man.
No, he's not.
Look at those buns, Vanessa.
Listen how defiant she is.
No,
Vanessa, not, you mother effer.
Really necessary.
Vanessa, different strokes for different folks, okay? Okay. And not everyone loves Lorenzo Lamas as much as you.
Ew.
Oh, you know you love that greasy.
Ew.
Renegade.
She has all of them on DVD.
Yeah, I know.
She does.
It's all an act. All an act.
Yes, I'm such a good actress.
She watches it while she uses her Thighmaster. Exercise those Kegels.
And drink Slurpees.
Yes, from, what was that? Oh, never mind.
What else we got,
the next
though?
The next DVD is Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe's try at something other than Harry Potter. December Boys.
Oh, December Boys. December Boys in
They'll
the Order
Porn
of the Phoenix.
I guess it's one of those summer things, like after this summer, they'll never be the same sort of thing.
Why does that always happen? There's always that summer. Do you remember seeing
Yeah, that summer
like
where they become gay or, you know,
our lives were never the same. We dissected.
Remember that one movie with Mark Harmon and Jodie Foster? Can't remember which one
that
was.
You know, it's funny you say that, Bill. It's showing on HDNet Movies. What is it called? Almost Home or something like
Almost
that.
Almost Home or something. Or Sliding Home or I don't know.
Sliding
was
into
the baseball reference.
Yeah.
Stealing Home.
Stealing Home. That's what it is.
Stealing Home, yeah. Where he has her ashes and he has to... I just remember watching that going, wow, she's really attractive. Too bad she's a lesbian.
He's having difficulty... knowing where to sprinkle them or something. And Jodie Foster's not a lesbian, Bill. She's just very intelligent, as I hear.
No, right actually, it. She came out this past week.
But she keeps going back in. She keeps going back and forth, though.
No, she was presented with an award, and she thanked her partner for like 20 years.
I've always been a big Jodie Foster fan. I still want to see that that Charles Bronson movie that she made.
Which one is that?
The one where she kills bad guys.
Oh, yeah, the Brave One or something.
Yeah, yeah, I want to see that.
All right.
It doesn't have Lorenzo Lamas in it, Vanessa, so you'll be disappointed.
If you've got $300 and you love Kelsey Grammer, you can pick up Frasier, the complete series.
Some salad and scrambled eggs. Yes! Hey!
I was just waiting for that.
You know, I was too.
I love Frasier. If you guys
He tosses salads and eats scrambled eggs.
If you guys would please pick up that Frasier box set for me, I love it. Did you love Frasier, Steven?
Yes.
That sounded very sincere.
This one's for Steven. Oh, Gomer Pyle, USMC, the third season.
Yes.
For I don't necessarily know why it's for Steven, but
does he sing
I see the look of Jim Nabors, and
Does he sing Memories?
What is this again?
Gomer Pyle, USMC, the third season.
Well, golly! Shazam!
Oh,
hey, you know, say what you will about it. I used to love to watch Gomer Pyle, especially when you stay home from school.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
On, like, sure. It's a Gomer Pyle block of like 4 hours.
It would be, I remember for me,
I never
on the like cheap UHF channel, it was Andy Griffith Show, Gomer Pyle, F Troop. All these. I would stop watching whenever Bonanza came on because I hated Bonanza.
Well, golly, Sergeant Carter! You know, Sergeant Carter.
I always like to see
down.
How he got out of some stupid situation.
Deep down,
what's
you know that
Sergeant
Carter's
girlfriend, Bunny, or something like that?
Yeah, Bunny.
Next DVD is the Harry Potter limited edition gift set, years 1 through 5, in its own little, you know, case thing. What the hell? Oh. Did somebody just die?
Vanessa?
No.
I think she dropped
Vanessa died.
No.
I dropped my headphones.
It's okay. Go ahead, Bill.
So, Harry Potter limited edition gift set, years 1 through 5.
Comes Harry Potter!
That's also comes in HD, DVD, and Blu-ray. And this includes The Order of the Phoenix, which comes out this Tuesday.
The best Harry Potter was the one that Alejandro Cuarón directed.
The Prisoner of Azkaban.
Prisoner of Azkaban is the best one. Even if you haven't seen the other ones, at least see that one. It's the best one, I'm telling you.
And what's crazy is I wondered how in the hell they would film the book because it was so complicated, and he really pulled it off tremendously.
I've never read a single Harry Potter book, but I'm a fan of the films.
I definitely prefer the books.
Yeah, I guarantee you the books are better, even though I haven't read them. But
they usually are.
The films, they're not bad. It's just that the Alejandro Cuarón one made it go so high in quality that it was hard to follow those, I think.
Isn't it Alfonso Cuarón?
Alfonso Ribeiro Cuarón.
Ribeiro Cuarón.
Awesome.
Or Carlton dance.
Yeah, he loves to be called Carlton.
Teaches you how to break dance with your own piece of cardboard.
You know, the Order of the Phoenix was easily the worst book because it was so talky, and they really did an amazing job adapting a long talky book into a film.
Talky.
Very talky.
Awesome.
Long.
A Talk of Tigers.
And I hear the HD copies, the Blu-ray and the HD DVD, the video is absolutely incredible. It, like, three-dimensional. It's so crystal clear.
I can't wait to see it, man. And you know what else? You know what else, Bill?
What's that?
Life on other planets. That's hot.
It is. Can't wait to get her back. Eesh. This one's for Vanessa's daughter, High School Musical 2, Extended
Edition. God. She hates that stuff.
Does she really?
She likes action movies and harmonies.
Thank God.
No, actually, Vanessa's a fan of the High School Musicals.
I've never seen it.
Vanessa.
She likes that Zac Efron, the effeminate
I like
guy.
Zapped. Does that count?
Zapped.
You want to laugh dance?
Depends on who it's coming from.
It's coming from this guy right here.
Hi. Absolutely. You know what's really disturbing? Last night I was looking through the channels, And MTV has these shows where, like, the mothers bring the sons or daughters to date someone. And it was a gay episode. That. And it made me literally throw up in my mouth.
Oh, Bill, come on.
I mean, I'm not against the gays or anything, but whenever you're full-out tongue-kissing one another, two guys, it's a little much. Sorry.
They just want their gay sons to be happy, too.
Yeah, that's sure. On MTV. Why not make them happy on MTV?
Oh.
There's no better place.
I know, what a concept. They actually, like, I don't know, play music videos for a change. They
lost the complete third season, The Unexplored Experience hits DVD.
Ooh.
And what is a pleasant surprise, it's only running $45, which is shocking to me. Normally these whole season sets are easily like $120, but $45
really?
Is incredible.
Mine didn't cost that much.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Really?
Really?
Huh.
Where'd you get yours?
Nobody's spending that much money on the full set.
Well, yeah, even no, when I got the other two seasons.
I lost. I'm quiet. Quiet!
I got them online on the actual me. Site for Jason. The show.
She scares me.
Yes, I did do drugs. I appreciate everyone giving me my privacy.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that had a lot to do with a lot. I just got to mention this one because it looks cool. I wonder if anybody in our chat room has seen it. It's called Rock and Roll. It's got Debbie Harry, Iggy Pop, Cheap Trick, Lou Reed. It looks like a animation film.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. So if anybody in the NIM chat has seen that or know of it, it looks cool.
Is there anyone
I'm a fan
in,
of
in
Iggy
the chat
Pop,
room right
Cheap
now?
Trick, Lou Reed. Looks kind of like a ripoff of heavy metal, almost.
Nice!
Alright, next DVD, Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Oh, awesome!
Now you're talking. Uncensored. The way it was meant to be seen. Slashing through the snow, looking for his prey.
Awesome, is that the song in the commercial?
Yep. Traumatized by his parents' Christmas Eve rape and murder, little Billy Chapman is brutalized by sadistic orphanage nuns. When a grown-up Billy is forced to dress as Jolly Saint Nick, he goes on a Yuletide rampage to punish the naughty.
That sounds disturbing.
Santa Claus is coming to town, and this time he's got an axe.
To grind?
No, I think he's just got an axe.
Starring Lorenzo Lamas.
Lame.
Tony Nero. Dick. Gilmer McCormick.
Eric McCormick from Will and Grace?
Oh, Gilmer.
Gilmer?
Yes, Gilmer McCormick.
Gomer McCormick.
Exactly. So I'm definitely picking this up for $10.
Awesome. Mm. HD DVD or Blu-ray, Bill?
Yeah, right. I wouldn't be surprised if it hit Blu-ray because it is Starz that's releasing it.
Indubitably
amazing.
Indigitably.
It is an intriguing sensation.
All right, Bill, what other DVD video discs do we have?
DVD video discs?
Digital versatile discs. Which ones do we have?
Correct. We have a sci-fi film.
Ooh.
Called Threshold.
Yes.
With Nicholas Lee, Jamie Lerner. Wait a second, isn't that, ooh, what's her name? Isn't that China chick from, or is that, I don't know, Jimmy Lauer maybe. Is
what's the name of the movie? Threshold. What's it
Threshold,
about?
The infestation has begun. It looks like a bunch of,
I hate when that happens,
around Earth.
Space bees?
Space bees! Where do they come up with this shit? Undead or Alive.
Go ahead and edit.
With Chris Kattan in it.
Oh my god.
One of the most zombie western.
I can get to my ass.
Talked about it.
I remember Steven talking about that a long time ago.
Yeah, it's got the guy from Desperate Housewives in it and Chris Kattan.
Steven, you remember that? You're like, there's some movie, Chris Kattan's in it, and there's zombies. And we're like, what the F are you talking about?
And he's eating paint chips.
Wanted undead
I think
or
it
alive.
Has his girlfriend in it, too. So, of course, he obviously did the movie to get his girlfriend
belly all over him.
Have you seen his girlfriend?
Yeah.
I saw her on that show, Sunset Tan, when she went in to get tan.
It
doesn't look like she would be with him.
No. Well, of course not. Are you insane? She's...
Yeah.
you know, obviously she's with him to get noticed. Same reason the girls screw James Woods for no reason.
She's a fan of his monkey character from SNL.
Yes.
Chongo.
What was that? Mango.
Mango. Mango.
No, has anyone seen this Chris Kattan zombie flick?
No.
I don't know why anybody...
And admits it?
But, yeah.
I think he was next to probably one of the least funny.
Hmm. There's a something really important that if anybody wants to buy me for Christmas, I'd appreciate it. Voltron Collection 5. Even though I don't have the first four, I still love Voltron enough to get Collection 5.
Nice. Blazing Sword.
This was something I remember loving as a child. I just thought it was the coolest friggin' thing. Anything that had anything that transformed or joined together or...
Like GoBots?
You're gonna be shitting
yeah.
me.
Hey, don't be bad-mouthing GoBots.
I didn't. I just said, like, GoBots.
GoBots were
PMS.
The...
No, I'm very defensive about GoBots because I love them as much as Transformers. And everybody said that GoBots was, like, the poor man's version of Transformers.
GoBots came out before Transformers.
GoBots
Did
was,
they?
Like, the
yes.
The alley crack dealer to the Transformers, I think.
Yeah, GoBots was around first.
Check yourself.
Before you wreck yourself.
No, it came out by Tonka between 83 and 86, so it was actually released after Transformers.
No, I remember the commercials before the Transformers came around.
Here, oh, really?
I'll look.
You're right. You are absolutely 100% correct.
The problem was
that Transformers came out 84 to 1990, so they did come out a year before Transformers.
The problem is that the GoBots sucked. The toy design wasn't as cool as the Transformers.
Oh, yeah, the toy design of the GoBots was pitiful. It was horrible. It was very
cheap. It
didn't
really have a storyline. It was just kind of like, here's some toys, whereas Transformers came with a whole story.
Yeah, they were more, you know, Tonka didn't want to bother with a story, so they just, you know, I just remember having Psykill and...
Got anything else to say?
No, that's
it. I still want the old G.I. Joe and Transformer episodes, not the new ones where they bastardized it.
I have the original, you can only get it out of China, it's every episode of Transformers ever on DVD and the movie. Comes with this really cool, tin embossed case. It's really, really nice. You can find it on Amazon for like $150. Cool. And that's DVDs for this week, December 11, 2007.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thank you for doing the DVDs this week. We very much appreciate it.
Thank you for letting me do them.
Yes.
I love you all. Deeply, madly.
What the hell I'm on the phone talking about, okay?
Huh?
Let's neck.
What? All right, Bill, thanks for that. Everything's fantastic. Much love. What do you say? Okay.
Thank much you. Love. Good night. Here all week, try the veal. And
see. T-Rex in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve will be running all the time, scared shitless.
All right, everybody, that was episode 103 of Nowhere in Mulberry. Thank you for listening tonight. And today, in downloading the podcast, if you'd like to check us out, go to nowhereinmulberry.com. Go to our forum. Join our forum. Talk to us.
I'm sorry. I got to interrupt you just for a second. Nowhereinmulberry.com. If it's a little long for you to type, you can now That's reach outrageous. Our site by just typing in nimlive.com. NIMLIVE.com.
Nimlive.com. Cool. Also, PayPal, donate us money for Christmas. Maybe you feel a little guilty for never joining the forum or sending us email or voicemail.
Or just send me money.
Do that. Also, go to call 1-206-202-3491 and send us a voicemail. And
Aren't we supposed
awesome.
To take calls tonight?
People have
we
to call
have
in order
minutes.
To take them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you
that
want
thing.
To stay on. You got to call people.
818-935-5132. Come on down and join us. Talk to us about stuff. I think what we're realizing here is no one's listening.
Yeah.
And nobody cares.
Or they're busy listening, not calling.
Well, Antibert said that the people in the chat room represent 25% of the people listening. So there's eight people in the chat room currently. So times that by four.
We got 32.
32 people listening right now.
So if anyone would like to call 818-935-5132, we have some minutes left. You want to call and talk to us? You want to talk to Vanessa about her Lorenzo Lamas fetish? Or Steven?
If Vanessa Burt wants to call in and tell us about comics.
Or Bill about his, GoBots fascination.
Hey, I loved GoBots. Watch yourself. I'm very defensive.
Transformers can kick your ass. Here?
You know what was bad about Transformers? I've watched every episode, and the Transformers were, like, the worst, like, pacifists ever. They would not do anything until they absolutely had to do something.
Oh, I mean, so you just want them to go out and just go kind of killing spree.
Well, no, it's like the Decepticons destroyed their planet because they let them.
So the GoBots
were
pussies?
Oh, shit, they're destroying our planet. We need to fight back now. Whoa, it's too late. They destroyed our planet.
Your move, creep.
Yeah, they should have been more like RoboCop. shoot some guys through women's dresses.
You've got troubles.
What? You know the funniest thing about RoboCop? His gun is so weird. Sometimes it's just one bullet. Other times it's like four bullets. You'll see.
Well, he has that switch on it where he can do single shot or automatic shot.
RoboCop's gun is kick ass.
That is kick ass.
So is DJ Laser.
Bam, bam, bam.
Change. Let go of yesterday.
Oh, dear God.
Exactly.
It comes back in January.
What the hell is going on here? Now, for anyone who's offended by tonight's episode, I apologize. Next week will be a more rated G episode. What do you?
Oh, no, it won't.
What do you say, Steven?
Yes, rated G.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Everyone to listen.
Okay, George Bush.
Huh?
What?
Censor everything. Can't...
No, I didn't say we were censoring.
Hey, it's a live show. This is not your time. We'll see you after the commercial break. Say over that.
What? What? It's like chaos. What? It's like the voices in my head.
Well, leave us exit stage left.
Did you play any video games this week?
But of course I did.
What video game are you playing?
You actually care. It's a miracle. Well, I replayed Resident Evil 4.
We just lost interest. Resident Evil 4,
I just started playing it on the Wii, and I love the intuitiveness of the design of the gameplay with the controls.
It's
great.
Unbelievably awesome game. And
it's very great. I was playing it at like 2 a.m. with the lights off, and I was just starting to go through that first village, and they went into the church and all that, and I was genuinely freaked out. I was like, are they going to come out of the church? Am I going to get stuck here in this village? I had to quit. I was genuinely freaked out.
Well, have you ever played any of the Fatal Frame games?
I have, and those are quite possibly the freakiest things I've ever seen.
Jason came over one night when I was playing it, and I had the lights out, with the surround sound going, and he was even like, can you turn the lights on? Because it's a creepy game. It really is.
They're doing another one.
Yes. I've played all of them. I can't wait for the next one.
Well, some games like that, just like say if I were to play Halo, Bill, have you ever noticed this? There's this first-person game. You can play it and you're fine, but if you watch somebody else play it, you start to get sick. It starts the motion sickness from watching it. Because you're not involved like they are, and you're watching it from the from an angle, and all of a sudden you're like, God, I can't look at the screen anymore. But Bill and I have been playing Gears of War on the 360. Mm-hmm. That game rocks the shizzy, man.
Well, have you seen the screenshots for Silent Hill 5?
See how fast it goes over Gears of War. Let me tell you about Gears of War, Vanessa. You have a chainsaw on your gun, and you can
chop
guys off, and the blood splatters on the screen. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's like a Resident Evil style.
Well, it's so the intensity of the firefight.
You want a piece of me?
Incredible.
The graphics.
Like, and we're only on hardcore right now. We haven't even hit insane, and it is insane in hardcore.
The graphics on Gears of War, I don't think I've seen graphics better than this game.
The lighting is incredible.
The part when the spider drops down, and it's like, it's just unbelievable. Vanessa, the graphics look like it should be a cutscene. Not the actual.
Oh, I know. Yeah, the new games coming out now are just unbelievable. Like, even for Condemned, the second Condemned 2.
Oh!
What the?
And Resident Evil 5, have you seen the trailer for the Resident Evil 5?
No, it's but like, I have seen a demo for the new Metal Gear Solid, though.
Oh, I can't wait. God, I can't wait. That's one game I've been waiting for.
Elderly Snake.
Yeah,
Snake.
Oh, they're going to kill Solid Snake, the bastard.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah, Snake is like an old man.
Yeah, it's because of the fox dye virus.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's not actually an old man. He's aging rapidly?
Right, yeah. Because I don't know if you played Sons of Liberty, but Solidus Snake is actually the youngest of the three original clones from Big Boss. But because
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, okay, you know, they're clones. Liquid Snake, Solidus Snake, and Solid Snake are all clones of Big Boss.
There's Gas Snake, Liquid Snake.
Yes.
What else is there?
Solidus.
Solid Snake, Gas Snake, Liquid Snake. And then what would the next one be?
Permeous Gas.
There's Gas, Solid.
Gas.
Solid, Gas, liquid, and Liquid.
Frozen.
Frozen Snake. Frozen Snake! No,
that would be Solid.
Oh.
No.
Fleshy Snake?
Yeah. Everything is either Solid,
Snake,
Liquid, or Gas.
Oh, I see.
What about...
I'm just confused.
Liquid Snake.
There is Liquid Snake. That's in the first Metal Gear Solid.
Hey,
and also
Rise
in
Guys
Twin
Morning
Snake.
Show, you're on the air. Who's there?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Credo.
Credo again. Hey, Vanessa.
Credo-san.
Good.
Oh, what's happening to Credo?
Not too much. I've been kind of busy at the talent agency this week. I had to put together a...
Like
we're going for a party DJ.
You're auditioning for that next part, right?
Tony and Tina's wedding, right?
The next Lorenzo Lamas movie.
Yes, Renegade the Flick.
We may have to do some sit-ups for that one.
We've all done our lines for the next Lawson Mulberry. Tell Mick to write Vanessa some lines, because she's got to have a part in it, the next one.
Yeah, she hasn't...
No, nobody ever asked me to do anything.
Oh, that's right. She's just been dropped so far.
She's not interesting enough. I'm telling you, man. Mick,
Vanessa, you've actually been in it, but it's just
intense at times.
It's audio drops of you, Vanessa, are in it. So you've actually been in it, but it's just your voice taken from the show.
Oh, I see. And did anybody get my permission?
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Vanessa, do you remember the time I said, just sign here and here and here? You actually signed permission away. You just weren't paying attention.
Oh, damn.
No, then we wiped her mind with the Haitian.
And
so
this is for likeness rights for the action figure.
The purple satin butt pants figure.
Purple satin. That's right. And my Wilma Deering outfit.
Hey, Vanessa, if it's any consolation, we'll send you a Lawson Mulberry t-shirt.
Oh, why, thank you. That's what's making me feel better.
Did I already tell everyone to go to nowheremulberry.com and call 1-206-202-3491 for a voicemail?
Yeah, you did.
Yes.
Also, a Mulberry Old School. You can listen
didn't
to...
Didn't talk about Mulberry Old School.
You know, I kind of feel bad about our lunchtime and Mulberry show not being around right now. So there's going to be a very special rare audio recording on the feed this week. So sometime on the feed this week of Lunchtime and Mulberry, there will be a new episode. And you guys will... it's for our listeners who subscribe.
Why do I not know about this?
Yeah, what is this?
No one will know until you download it.
It's a profit deal.
It's all that side talking you and Jason did. He's recorded
side talking.
Oh no!
No, it's side not bars. Anything like that.
I didn't sign anything.
Hey, Credo.
Yes.
Oh, my
on your knees.
Huh?
Oh.
On your knees, apparently, is what he's saying. Were you offended by our show tonight, Credo?
No, it's after 10 o'clock. The kids should be sleeping.
Exactly. That's what
I'm
thinking.
I think you should be able to say anything you want now.
We have never been a kid-friendly show. At least I don't think so.
Why would a kid want to listen to a show about, like, Lost and, you know, what kid watches those shows?
I don't think you should ever question why anyone listens to our show. I mean, we need all the listeners we got. Anyone can listen to who they want to. But if it offends you, I'm sorry. Listen to the next 5 minutes and that won't offend you. You know, it's just every once in a while. It's not like...
Maybe you should download it as a podcast.
The entire run of the show, I don't think is offensive.
Yeah, let them edit it.
Here's what you do. Yeah, just listen to it. And listen to it first before you let your child listen to it.
Yeah,
because of your age.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Credo, for calling. We're going to end the show very soon, but you always call in. We can always depend on you. And
yeah, thank you for making us feel better.
Credo is the man, and we love his soothing, deep voice.
Damn it!
Exactly, Credo.
Look, I've been experimenting. I got like a new mixer board. That's what I'm talking through now. It's got like
it sounds terrific.
Yeah, it sounds very clear.
I'm waiting for the Audio Credo show.
Like, it's coming soon. I'm working with Stinky the Elf's Christmas special right now. He's going to be playing his favorite Christmas songs. I'll probably have that up in about a week or so.
Now, did you say Stinky?
Who is Stinky the Elf?
Like, you might have heard some of his, you might have heard his promo here on Talk Radio X every, every once in a while.
No, I don't listen.
Now, is it Stinky the Elf or the Stinky Elf?
Stinky.
Experience with me, he's like a little bit of both right now.
That's outrageous.
Next week on our show, tune in, we'll have some stuff. Awesome.
That's very descriptive. We don't plan that ahead.
You
I'm
know what?
Sorry.
I want to see I Am Legend before the show next week, but I don't think it can happen because it's on Friday and the movie comes out on Friday. But
I'll go see it during the day.
Yeah. You could always go Thursday at midnight.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if I lived in Texas, I'd drag your ass there Thursday at midnight. You'd be like, no. T-minus 25 seconds till the end of show.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to Nowhere Mulberry. We love you.
Thanks, Credo.
Goodbye, Credo.
Bye, everybody.
Have a good one, buddy, Ro.
Game over, man.
It's a bug hunt.
That's outrageous.
Now this is podcasting.